This is Improvisations. I'm Todd Steed. Thanks for tuning in. I was in Chicago a couple of weeks ago, on September the 11th, actually, at the Jazz Showcase, where I had a chance to check out the Robert Glasper Trio. I caught up with Robert Glasper backstage. We talked about several things, including his new recording, which is called Art Science. Here's that interview. We're here at the Jazz Showcase in Chicago. Robert Glasper is getting ready to go on stage for two sets.
Yes.
It's September the 11th. When there's an anniversary as solemn as this one, do you even make that a part of the show in any way? Or you?
Nah, I used to. A few years, like literally the next year after, and like a few years going. But since it's been, 2001?
Yeah,
2001. Since it's been almost 16 years now, I acknowledge it. Like I tweeted about it today, but I don't make it necessarily a part of the show. You know, it could be a little sad. You know, so I try not to do that. But I never forget because I remember where I was when it happened, and I was getting dressed. I was living in Brooklyn at the time, and I was living literally like a 6-minute drive away. I live right by Manhattan, but in Brooklyn. Downtown Brooklyn. I was getting dressed to go to the airport when it happened. When the first plane hit, I was getting dressed going to the airport. And I was like, oh, snap. And I looked at the news and I was like, whoa, I thought it was just some freak accident. Then we saw the second plane hit. I was like, okay, this is something else. You know. So.
Now you mentioned that you only play two jazz clubs in the United States. Here in Chicago and New York. Why is that?
Because I moved on from jazz clubs to bigger venues. The vibe I portray, I like to portray, is not necessarily one that you portray in jazz clubs necessarily. You know what I mean? I like to play more in like a hip hop club or a hip hop setting club, clubs that welcome more than just one style of music. You know what I mean? And for the most part, most jazz clubs do one style of music for the most part. So that's why I only do the Blue Note, per se, and then I do this club just because I love Wayne and Joe, and they're cool, you know, and they've rocked with me for a long time, you know what I mean? But other than that, you know, it's just what I'm trying to portray musically works best when it's not necessarily the jazz club setting a lot of times.
Is it easy to switch from all the different things you do? Like, I know that Art Science is coming out on the 16th. I've heard the three advanced things.
Right.
Amazing stuff.
Thank you.
And it's going to be completely different, I'm assuming, what you do tonight.
Super different. Super different. No, it's not hard. It's like the equivalent of asking a jazz musician in the 60s, could they play the blues or something? You know what I mean? Or, you know, for me, because the music is so natural for me, and it's a lot of the music I grew up on, and it's music that's influenced me to play jazz. You know, my first jazz tune, the first jazz tune I wrote was inspired by an R&B tune. My jazz roots really come from a combination of other music anyway.
Yeah, I mean, and in Art Science, you can hear it all.
Totally.
You know, there's R&B. I feel like there's some Chick Corea or
totally.
Something in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, totally. When you first opens, I'm in my Chick shit.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. Then I got my Herbie tune in there, and then the Herbie stuff, and, you know, then it's like some Steely Danish type stuff in there, and some straight up R&B, some kind of disco, even some trap, you know what I mean? It's kind of infusion. Rock fusion kind of stuff in there. It's kind of going everywhere. Yeah.
And definitely some of the, I mean, I haven't heard the whole record yet, but I've heard some of the lyrical content and the child speaking. And,
yeah, my son, yeah.
Yeah, it's really powerful.
Thank you.
That section in particular.
All right, cool.
find you.
Time, and what actually happened was the Michael Brown shooting stuff came on TV, and he was watching TV. And when he sees something like that, he just gets enraged and goes off, starts talking, and she just happened to record him. So that wasn't necessarily for my record, you know, but she recorded him. We have a lot of stuff of our son just talking, ranting, going on rants, you know. And so I remember that, and I got it, and I edited it, because he was talking for about 30 minutes. So I just edited it down to like 1 minute, you know. But he was like literally going off for like 30 minutes.
I don't think we've heard the last of him then.
Oh, you definitely have not. You definitely have not. He'll probably be on all my records. He's on most of them now since he's been born. But yeah, so that's coming straight from him, you know, straight from his heart, you know.
Well, our radio station's in Tennessee. I'm from Tennessee.
I used to live there. I lived in Nashville my second grade year of school. When I was second grade.
Well, do you have any memories of what Nashville was like?
I remember in the wintertime, me and my friends used to make sleds out of cardboard boxes because so many hills.
Yeah.
And we would make sleds out of cardboard boxes and slide up and down the hill and slide down the hills all the time. I remember that distinctly. And I remember going to the Grand Ole Opry for a field trip.
And also, speaking of Tennessee, did you play Bonnaroo in 2007?
Yes, I did play Bonnaroo, yeah.
At the Blue Note
The
Lounge.
Blue Note Tent, yep.
Blue Note Tent, one of the few air-conditioned spots anywhere.
And that was the first time me, Chris Dave, and Bob Hurst ever played together. That was the very first time. And I think they actually recorded it and made it, kind of put it out, like a live, like Bonnaroo live set or something.
Right, right.
Yeah, that was dope, yeah.
Well, what was your memory of that event?
I remember there was a lot going on. A whole lot of bands and stuff. I think when I was there, I want to say Sting was there.
Yeah.
I think I was trying to go see Tool was there. I wanted to see Tool.
That's right.
I wanted to see Tool. For some reason, I couldn't get to see Tool because I had an interview and I was trying to get away. I remember that distinctly. I think I want to say Sting was there.
I think maybe the Police.
Maybe the Police.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, it might have been the Police or something like that. Yeah. But yeah, that, I remember it being crazy. It's a crazy, crazy, crazy festival. It was hot as hell. I do remember that.
So what's the rest of your year looking like? Because I mean, you've got this amazing trio and you've got this amazing record that's not the trio. Where do you put the energy? You finished the Miles Davis project.
Yeah, Miles Davis project is finished. I'm teaching at NYU now. I'm doing 7 courses on Miles Davis. Started last week, so I'm doing 7 weeks in a row. I'll go back Tuesday. I'm co-producing Herbie Hancock's next record now. So we've been in the lab with Herbie for like about 2-3 months on and off. I just finished co-producing the record with Common for Common's next record.
Yeah.
And now Art Science is dropping, and then we're going to go on tour with this my experiment band at the end of October for about 6-7 weeks in Europe. And then I come back and I do a few things in the States. I go to Japan, do a few things in the States, and then next year starts. And I think next year we'll start like a U.S., actual U.S. tour, apparently, of Art Science.
When you're teaching a group of students about Miles Davis, what's the one thing you want them to maybe know that they might not get otherwise?
That Miles was always an advocate for freshness and music staying alive and not being complacent, not being, you know, put in the museum. Or, you know, he never wanted to be branded as one thing. He always wanted to keep it moving. You know, and keep music moving. You know, I think that's the most important thing of his whole career, is that that's what he was about. You know, he pretty much reinvented himself like 7 times, you know, different styles, you know, so that's the most important thing.
It sounds like that might be something you can relate to.
Totally, yeah, totally.
And, you know, when people ask me to describe your music, I actually hate to use the word jazz.
I feel you, yeah.
And it's
Miles hated the word jazz. He wanted to call it social music. And I feel on that, you know what I mean? I feel you. I'm not mad at the word jazz musician because that just means, it's almost like being a black belt karate. That just means you pretty much, you're pretty much a master of your instrument. If you're a jazz musician, you play it good, you pretty much mastered your, you have to kind of master your instrument in order to play any of it. That means you have the tools to play any music if you master jazz, you know what I mean? If you are a good jazz musician. So it kind of gives you the tools to play anything. The jazz musician, I feel, is at the top of the chain of any musician, because it gives you the tools to play classical, it gives you the tools to play anything under that. Because everything other than classical and jazz, technically, is it uses less technique. You know what I mean? Then it's just about a feel or something like that. Then you just get used to the feel and stuff like that. But, you know, yeah, I'm all over the place with the genres. So, you know, it's depending on the song or depending on the album. You can say that's a jazz record, but you can't say Robert Glasper's jazz because my next record wasn't jazz, and you know, all that kind of stuff. So it's interesting.
Yeah, I guess maybe we don't need the labels as much as the marketing department does.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Robert Glasper, thanks a lot for talking.
No problem, man. Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Again, that was musician Robert Glasper. His new recording is called "The Robert Glasper Experiment: Art Science." We heard two tracks from that, at least a little bit of the first one called "This Is Not Fear," and the one that featured his 5-year-old son Riley in an amazing monologue that's called "Find You." Both of those from Art Science by the Robert Glasper Experiment. It was a real treat to get to talk to him, and especially to check out the Robert Glasper Trio at the Jazz Showcase in Chicago. I'll just synthesize it this way: I loved it. This is the podcast version of Improvisations. Thanks for listening to us. You can support this program directly by going to WUOT.org, finding the Donate Now button and pressing it and donating. You can also support music like Robert Glasper and the Robert Glasper Experiment by buying their records. These types of acts add up and help art thrive in America. Thanks for listening.